You know what happens when this technology, when a new technology hits an old way of doing things?
Yes.
You get all these new little gadgets and things that you didn't have before. And you go, oh, that's nice.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I was recently in Staten Island, New York, spending the holiday with family. And I walked to the neighborhood and these beautiful new homes. And I had a look at absolutely beautiful fencing. And I took a closer look and it was vinyl fencing. And I mean, just really stunning. And why is that important? Because we're joined at our broadcast location at the Phantom Screens exhibit at the International Builder Show, Kitchen Bath Industry Show, by Doug Mueker with CertainTeed. And Doug, you have BuffTech vinyl fence products. Tell us about them.
That is correct. Thanks for having me here today. The BuffTech vinyl fencing, we're a pioneer in
now, does BuffTech vinyl fencing have to go to the gym every day, or what's that?
No, the BuffTech name came because it originated and it's produced in Buffalo, New York. So that's where BuffTech came from.
Okay. Cool. Yep. All right.
This category, I got vinyl fencing for the first time 20 years ago, and for the 17 years that I lived in that home, it outlasted my wood fencing.
Okay. Yeah, and that's
truth be told. And the product has only gotten better in the last 20 years. So tell us about the advancements in the product line and specifically why BuffTech is so popular.
The advancements, originally vinyl fencing when it came out was limited in the color offerings to where it was mostly white fence. Now with the BuffTech, and we hold patents on some technologies where we've added texture to the product so it gives it the feel of wood. We've added coloring to it where it gives you the look of wood. So you get all the benefits of that wood look fence with a low maintenance vinyl product.
Now, are they plastic tubes filled with wood, or how does it work? What are these things made of?
Yeah, the posts are just a vinyl post. The only posts that you have to reinforce are the posts that would have a gate hanging off of it. Otherwise, it can just be the vinyl post into the ground. Your top and bottom rails have steel reinforcement just to eliminate any sort of sagging
in
them.
No sagging, okay,
yep.
All right.
Most of our fence styles install on 8-foot post centers, so it's not like you have
standard.
To do, yep, standard. It's pretty much putting this together is like installing a wood fence. You dig the hole, you set the post, and then you put the panels together.
And would you say that most homeowners who are handy could do this themselves?
Most could do it. Where you find a lot of times with the homeowners is the hard part is digging the hole. That's where it gets a little tough, and they want to go to a professional.
Okay, I know all these products have new gadgets and stuff. How about lighted post caps or that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that on my Staten Island, yeah.
Yeah, we have an offering of solar post caps for it, so you can have that. And with the solar caps, you don't have to do anything with running wires or anything, so it makes it very easy to update your fence. If you've got the fence installed, you can add solar caps to it.
Very quickly, Doug, expressed in percentages, is this more expensive than a traditional wood fence, and how much more?
The initial investment's going to be more than a wood fence, but as you take that wood fence and spread it out over 20 years with maintenance and everything, that's where you're going to be making up the difference.
How much more? 50, 75, 100% more?
Depending on the style that you look at, you could be from 50 to 75% more than
what
a wood fence would be.
Doug Mueker, CertainTeed, and our audience may get more information on BuffTech and other vinyl fence products?
Yes, at CertainTeed.com.
You're the best. Thanks for joining
us,
Doug.
Thank you, man.
I'll tell you, I really have to tell you, it's the truth. Look, you know that I love natural materials,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But I have to tell you, I was quite impressed with this emerging vinyl fence category. And I think what's most impressive is that now you can, as you indicated, you can get the post caps that are lit. You can get scalloped fence boards and scalloped rails.
You can do things that you were never able to do before.
So,
and it's weather resistant.
And I think that speaks to a lot of the composite building materials that we're seeing at the International Builder Show and at the Kitchen Bath Industry Show. By the way, if you're just joining us, you can catch every moment of our podcast so that you don't miss a trick. Simply go to onthehouse.com and download it on Apple iTunes or a host of other streaming applications.
You know, one of the things I'm seeing from all of the appliance manufacturers that just knocks my socks off.
Connectivity.
No, not the
connectivity. Yeah.
I'm a little bit more of a old style mechanic guy, and all of the oven grates
Oh, pull they're out ball full, bearings.
They're on bearings, yeah. And they're full extension.
Yeah.
So you don't get this bang, 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 bang. As you pull them out, they just slide right out,
and
baby.
And no having to get on your knees.
No.
I mean, you know, it's really wonderful.
It really makes a difference. Boy, I tell you, nice advancement.
Lots of photographs, lots of information for you at the show notes section of our website at onthehouse.com. And while you're there, you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and sign up for your copy of our weekly e-newsletter coming up. Windows, bringing the outside in to you live from the Phantom Screens exhibit at the International Builders Show, Kitchen Bath Industry Show. More after this.